Good morning. Happy Easter. Welcome to worship at West End United Methodist Church. My name is Brian Payne, and I'm chair of the Hospitality Ministries team. We're so glad that you're worshiping with us on this special day as we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In the description section of our live feed, you'll find worship materials, including an order of service and links to our hymns. We also invite you to light a candle as a sign of Christ's presence with you. It's our hope that you experience joy as you worship with us today.
Thank you. This is the day of days, the day that the Lord has made, the day that our Lord was raised from the dead, and it is my joy to welcome all of you to this time of worship. To all who are present in the sanctuary, I say welcome. To all who are joining us over live stream, I say welcome. The risen Christ is among us, and may we feel Christ's presence and power with us as we worship on this beautiful Easter morning. As we gather this morning, I would like to invite those who are worshiping over live stream to register your attendance and let us know that you're with us. There should be a link appearing alongside the screen to allow you to do that. For all of us, just a reminder that we are worshiping in person every Sunday now at the 8:45 hour. You can RSVP each week to join us. And starting April 25th, we will also be worshiping in person at 11. So there'll be two opportunities every Sunday to worship in person starting April 25th. One final reminder also, as a community of faith, we have been collecting money for Habitat throughout this season of Lent, and we're getting very close to our $12,000 goal. So if you feel led to make an offering to Habitat this morning, for those who are in the sanctuary, you can use the offering boxes at the exits, or any of us can make a gift online through the website. And we hope that you'll do that if you're able and help us support that ministry in and through our community. It is Easter morning, time for us to celebrate the risen Christ. Let us sit on the edge of our seats as we wait to hear the good news. You stand in body or in spirit and join me in the Easter proclamation. Christ is risen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
We have been released from the tombs of pain and doubt, fear and death. We are emerging into the wonder of faith with hope in our hearts. Jesus calls to us by name, inviting us into forgiveness and freedom. Let us worship our risen Lord with gratitude and joy. Let us come to the mercy seat, bringing our wounded hearts and our anguish. Let us lay our burdens before God, that we may arise in wholeness and joy to follow Christ. Let us confess our sins. God of glory, you have made us your people through the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. As our alleluias rise with joy, grant that we might faithfully proclaim the good news, share in Christ's redeeming work, and cultivate hope and peace by the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. Now, as a forgiven and reconciled people, let us exchange signs of reconciliation and love. The peace of Christ be with you.
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 And also with you.
The peace of Christ be with you.
The peace of Christ be with you.
Joyful noise, let every man.
Please rise for the reading of the gospel. Let us pray the Easter prayer for illumination. Resurrecting God, open our hearts to your holy word so that we may truly understand, and understanding that we may believe, and believing that we may follow Jesus Christ in all faithfulness and obedience, seeking your honor and glory in all that we do. Amen. The lesson is from the Gospel of John. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciples set out and went towards the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed, for as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes, but Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? For whom are you looking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabuni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. Great is the mystery of the gospel.
Thank you.
seated. We're invited by the Gospel of John this morning to come to the garden and to meet there Mary Magdalene. I want to join Mary Magdalene this morning on this journey she goes on from grief to joy. And I want to join her this morning at that moment after the other two disciples, Peter and the beloved disciple, have already made their way back home. She was the first at the tomb that morning. When she found it empty, she went and told some of the disciples, and Peter and the other disciple ran to the tomb, found it empty, began perhaps to wonder and believe, and then went home. But Mary stayed, and Mary wept. As she stands at the tomb weeping, she sees the risen Christ, but she doesn't know that it's Jesus. Now we know, because the writer of the gospel tells us it was Jesus. And so we stay in this tension as those witnessing this scene, waiting to see when Mary Magdalene will discover that it's actually the risen Christ. But in the first moment that she sees the risen Christ, she is still weeping. And he asks her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And we know why she's weeping. Everything that she had put her hope in has died. Her Lord, her Savior, her teacher, her friend has died. The empire has gotten the last word. Hate has triumphed over love. Death has triumphed over life. We don't know much about Mary Magdalene. In fact, we know a lot less than we think we do. The Bible really doesn't tell us a whole lot. What we do know from Luke's gospel is just a brief mention that Mary Magdalene was someone who was tormented by 7 demons and Jesus healed her. And so Jesus gave Mary Magdalene life. He saved her life. And from that moment on, she followed him all around Galilee. She followed him all the way to Jerusalem. She followed him all the way to the cross. She was perhaps his most faithful disciple. And now he is gone, and her life is not worth living, she believes. And so she weeps. The next thing that the risen Christ says to her is, "For whom are you looking?" And we know that what she is looking for is just the body of Jesus. All that her mind can understand is that he is dead. And his body was in a tomb. And the best she could do in that moment, the closest connection she could have on this morning, was just to come and visit the tomb. Maybe you've done that before with a loved one. You go to their graveside to feel some sort of that old connection, that love that you shared when you were together on earth. That's what she's seeking, some return to that relationship, if at all possible. And yet she goes and finds that even his body is not there. Even that is removed from her. And then it happens. In this moment of deep grief and devastation, she's talking to this one whom she thinks is the gardener. And he says her name, Mary. And it's at that moment she realizes the unthinkable, the miraculous has happened. Her Lord and Savior has risen from the dead. He has conquered death. Love has conquered hate, and he knows her by name. That loving relationship that they had is still there. There is still intimacy and joy and love and friendship between them. And it's all because he said her name. He knows her name. He knows her story. He knows everything about her. And he loves her and claims her by name. And this is where I want to open up the story to us 2,000 years later. Because on this Easter morning, we take the same journey to the garden with Mary Magdalene. Like Mary Magdalene, we come into the darkness of the garden with the tracks of our tears still on our faces. We have shed many tears in recent months. And I don't need to name before us all of the griefs that we have borne. You have heard them again and again. You have experienced them and walked through them. Griefs we've experienced as a planet, as a nation, as a people, as a community, as a congregation. Griefs that each one of you has borne, burdens that you have carried through this year, some that maybe no one else knows about. So we too come into the garden weeping. And we hear this question that Christ asks, "For whom are you seeking? What is it that you are looking for?" Those of you who have made your way to this sanctuary on Easter morning, those of you who have gotten up early and gathered around to worship over live stream on this Easter morning, what is it that you're looking for? Whom are you looking for? If you're like me, in the deepest place of my being, I long for a God whose love is stronger than any hate, a God of life that is stronger than death, and not only that, but a God who knows my name, who sees me and knows my story and accepts me and loves me just as I am. And just as Mary Magdalene found her Lord and Savior alive in the garden, speaking her name, the good news for each and every one of us this morning, my friends, is that we come to this garden and the risen Christ is here. And he is saying your name, a name unique to you. He knows your whole story and loves you without measure and without condition. I just want to give you a moment to rest in the garden with the risen Christ and his love. But then I want to remind us that the risen Christ says two more things to Mary Magdalene in the garden. After she realizes who he is and what has happened, she must reach out and begin to hold on to him because he says, "Do not hold on to me." Now, at first, that feels a little harsh in this moment where she needs him so much for him to say, "Don't hold on to me." But perhaps what he is saying to her is, things are not as they used to be. I am no longer confined in one human body, in one human life, in one moment in history. I have risen from the dead, and I am now everywhere. And I am within you, and I am way out ahead of you. And I need you not to hold on and try to keep me in a box, but to follow me wherever I lead you, because life is beginning all anew again. And we hear that word this morning as a reminder that while Christ offers us this intimate, personal, loving relationship with the living Christ, he also invites us not to hold on to what we think we know, but to be willing to be changed and stretched and led to places and to people we might not choose to go. To be willing to be led on this great adventure forward into the future that only God can lead us into. So maybe we don't hold on to Christ, but we hold on to our seatbelts and our crash helmets, and we follow the risen Christ on the journey that's ahead. And the last thing that the risen Christ says to Mary Magdalene in the garden is, go and tell. Go and tell the others that you've seen me. Go and tell the story. And he says the same thing to you and me this morning, my friends. Go and tell that you have experienced the unconditional love of the risen Christ. Go and tell that you know in the deepest depths of your being that life is stronger than death and love is stronger than hate. Go and tell in every way that you can, even using words if you have to, as one of our saints has said. Because we live in a world with tears that still need drying. We live among people who do not feel loved and known and accepted. We live in a world that needs to be shaped by the compassion and grace of God, that needs to be reminded of life and love and hope. So we have our work cut out for us as we leave the garden this morning to go and be Easter people. But let us not forget, even as you go out in the myriad ways that you go with the many gifts that God has given you to make this world more like the kingdom of God, never forget to keep coming back again and again to the garden, to abide in God's love for you, to hear yourself be called by name, and to be reassured of Christ's presence with you. We had a beautiful sunrise service this morning, and Emily Robbins, after the sermon, sang In the Garden. That's a hymn, an old hymn, one of my dad's favorites. It was actually written about this moment with Mary Magdalene in the garden with the risen Christ. So if you know it, will you join me in the first verse? I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses. And the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. May it be so. For you and for me.
I wish that our affirmation of faith was something that was so beautiful.
Thank you. We're going to affirm our faith today using number 881 in the hymnal, which is located right in front of you in the pew. Please rise and join me as we recite together the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. As we come to our prayer time, I invite you to lift up both your silent and spoken prayers. If you would like to share them with the pastoral team for us to pray throughout the week, please follow the link under Contact Us on our website. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Life-giving God, on this morning of hope and joy, we celebrate the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. We give you thanks for your great love for us, each of us, and for the promises held in that empty tomb. We remember that although the women at the tomb experienced great joy when they found it empty, they also felt a measure of fear. There is still much fear in our world today, O God, and so we ask for the assurance of your presence, the comfort of your steadfast love. Remind us again that the empty tomb still holds the promise of security and peace. O great physician, this morning we remember all who are ill in body, mind, or spirit. We pray that your healing power might be made evident in our world and in our lives, that we might experience health and wholeness. Remind us again that the empty tomb still holds the promise of healing and restoration. We remember all who are grieving this day, for whom even days of celebration cause a measure of pain. We know, O God, that you understand the depth of our human sorrow, because you yourself have experienced it. So we ask for your consolation and comfort this day. Remind us again that the empty tomb still holds the promise of life everlasting. Sustaining Spirit, we remember all who are hungry, all who are experiencing homelessness, all who are burdened with financial struggles. We pray for your grace and for your provision. Empower each of us to care for each other, that each might have what they need as we give of the grace and provision you've provided for us. Remind us again that the empty tomb still holds the promise of abundant life for all. O God of promises kept, for Jesus Christ, the promised one who died and rose again, we give you thanks and praise. Hear these prayers and the prayers of our hearts as we offer to you the prayer that Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. As we come to the part of our service where we give of our tithes and offerings, we recognize that the pandemic has affected each of us differently. If you are unable to give at this time, we understand. But if you are in a position to give or to give more than usual, we encourage you to do so. This will help us continue our vital ministries in this community and throughout the world. For those of you worshiping with us online, you are welcome to give via the options listed on the screen. And for those of you who are worshiping in person, there are offering boxes in the narthex at the back of the sanctuary where you can leave your offering following the service. As we give our tithes and offerings this morning, let us also offer our hearts to our loving God.
now may we leave the joy and intimacy of the garden and go out into the world to be Easter people, proclaiming and living joy, love, and hope. Amen.
Thank you.